You know, Craig Hall, because of the beautiful buildings he builds in Frisco, the hotel that's going up and next to his office building in the Arts District, and maybe you've had his wine, but he's also an incredible entrepreneur, and he's written a new book, and he's quite an author, too. Boom, Bridging the Opportunity Gap to Reignite Startups. Craig Hall joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be with you always, David.
This would seem to be the absolute best time in the world to be, you know, an entrepreneur, to have a startup. My gosh, you know, Mark Cuban might even invest in you.
Well, it is a good time. Despite the fact that there are a lot of opportunities, there are a lot of obstacles and a lot of reasons why, unfortunately for many people, it's a tough time. And actually, the number of startups have been going down for about 30 years in the United States. So we start half as many today as we did 30 years ago.
Could you have started up your life? You started at 18 buying a boarding house. That turned into an enormous real estate career. Could you do that today?
I've thought a lot about that question, and I'm not sure. I certainly would hope I could get through the obstacles and start, but I let's put it this way, it was a lot easier when I did it.
Is it access to capital? Is that the problem?
There are a number of problems, but actually access to capital's a chief one, but it depends. If you have a high-tech idea or a biotech idea and you're in certain parts of the United States, there's plenty of capital, but in a lot of the United States, geographically, and in a lot of different fields, more what I'd call traditional startups, there's very little capital.
There's also a staggering amount of paperwork. You can't just start up a business in your garage very easily these days.
No, in fact, the U.S., for a lot of reasons, is now ranked the 53rd country in terms of ease of starting a new business by the World Bank. So the World Bank every year looks at entrepreneurship and starting new businesses, and we're behind Russia, we're behind Belarus, we're behind Jamaica, we're behind a lot of countries that we should be number one or two, and we're just falling behind every year.
That flies in the face of logic. How could we be behind Belarus? What do they have that we don't?
Good question. I personally would rather be here no matter what, the fact is we just have a lot of problems here in terms of starting new businesses, and they're solvable problems, I think.
One thing that you've done in your life, and it comes through in this book too, is just done stuff. You didn't necessarily know how to do it, but you did it and you found a way to do it, whether it was, you know, build buildings or real estate or drill for oil or be in software, any of the, or make fabulous wine, any of the things that you do. Is there a reluctance on the part of people to go out on the limb and try something different?
Well, I think there's a big reluctance today. Normally, you try things when you're younger and when you don't know enough to know what you shouldn't do. And that's an advantage, I think, in starting something, is to jump in and do it before you realize all the reasons it is probably a foolish idea. But today, a lot of people saw the Great Recession in 2008-09, and some of the younger people have student debt, or they have no nest egg, they don't own a home. And with all those kind of issues, they're very reluctant. On the one hand, everybody talks about it. It's more popular today, but they don't want to take that actual jump and do it.
But also, I mean, everybody hears about, you know, technology startups, and that's where all the Silicon Valley money's going in and roll-ups and everything else. But not all the great ideas have anything to do with technology nowadays, do they?
No, I think technology helps in other areas. But if you want to start a restaurant, for instance, it's hard to get that capital to do the first business restaurant. And there's many traditional entrepreneurship things that simply are more difficult to put together today than they used to be, and it slows things down. Plus, there's huge consolidation in so many industries.
Right. Is there light at the end of the tunnel? How do we get out of this? How do we get the entrepreneurs and all the thought processes back going again and turned into something concrete?
Well, first of all, that's why I called the book Boom, because there are solutions. And I think a lot of them end up at the policy level in our economy. And if we, for instance, gave tax benefits to the investors who invested in smaller, more traditional startups, that would encourage a huge amount of capital to go into that area. And we do that for other industries like real estate, oil and gas, And I think that's something that hopefully we can get Congress interested in, and make that would make a big change. There are other things that can happen that make change as well.
I mean, just thinking about Congress, they seem to be so caught up in partisan battles, and I don't see legislation getting through. It seems to be, held up because of, again, maybe some of the partisan battles and the bigger issues. Is there a way to get something like this through?
I think so. I think this is really an issue that should be embraced by both parties. It's not a partisan issue in my opinion, but I think it's an issue that needs to be discussed, and we need to decide as a country that it's important to have more people have more opportunities. Many Americans simply are being cut off from opportunities that used to be there, and we can fix this, and we should.
All right, I can't let you go without asking you about what you're seeing around here right now, because you're such an enormous stakeholder, whether it's Frisco, where you've got 17 buildings, or your buildings that are going up in the Arts District. Is it slowing down? I mean, are you more cautious right now, or do you still see expansion in this area in particular?
Well, it's both slowing down a little bit, and I still see expansion. Construction prices have gone up faster than rents have gone up, so it's more difficult for new construction to be economically feasible, and that's slowed things down a little bit. But in terms of in-migration and demand, the Dallas area just looks great now, and in the foreseeable future, I'm very, very excited and bullish on Dallas.
Well, and I'm bullish on your abilities as an author. The New York Times best-selling author Craig Hall's new book, Boom, Bridging the Opportunity Gap to Reignite Startups. Always good to have you with us.
Always good to be with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.